For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves.
And I'm Brandon Tabor.
Devastating. That's the only way that Pocahontas Mayor Kerry Story can describe the record flooding that's coming to his city. Flash flood warnings are in effect for Randolph and Lawrence counties as Black River water is overtaking a levee at Pocahontas. Story issued mandatory evacuations for those living in East Pocahontas. Officials in Randolph County have been urging residents there to evacuate. County Office of Emergency Management Coordinator Brandon Bo Graham says he's been working with the State Emergency Management Department.
They are helping us with the resources that we need, which include the National Guard. They have been deployed and they are operating here in the county as we speak.
And Graham says the river is rising faster than expected.
Mayor Story says many in the town remember the record flooding events in 2008 and 2011. Story says something needs to be done to look at the current levee system to prevent this kind of disaster from happening again.
You know, my stance on it is I think we need to have engineers to do some studies and let's see if there's a relief here, some sort of engineered designed relief. I'd like to see an impact study done to see what we can do to relieve Pocahontas.
Story says those who live in West Pocahontas have been helping those who live in the low-lying east part of the town.
Such as First Baptist Church of Pocahontas pastor Eric Moffitt. He says residents are feeling a sense of dread and acute awareness of the destruction that's about to happen.
On the other hand, in the last couple of days, we've seen an incredible show of compassionate humanity with people volunteering their time, their effort, their trucks, their trailers to get our residents out of East Pocahontas to help businesses get everything buttoned up and ready for the flood.
Mayor Story has been working on the ground for the past 2 days. KASU News asked him what his takeaway thoughts were from the situation.
My wife's a school teacher, and you know, we're seeing kids that aren't going to be able to go home to their homes. And, you know, it's devastating to both family members, and their life is, you know, changed drastically. And you know, that just really sticks in my head, and you know, my heart goes out to those children and those families. And you know, I am proud that we live in a community that has come together and is trying to help each other, and we'll help each other through this.
Another community devastated by flooding is Donovan, Missouri. Rising waters from the current river flooded many businesses and also got into their city hall. Teresa Lee lives in Donovan. She's also a former owner-operator of Casey's on the Current, a company that offers kayaking and canoe tours on the river. She tells KASU News the recent flooding in the area brings back some chilling memories.
I had been flooded back in 2008, but I no longer own the building, and it's been hard to watch that.
As a result of the heavy rains, the current river swallowed a portion of the bridge that crosses over it. Lee says officials this morning were still evaluating the safety of the bridge.
The forecast called for some more rain up north. Some rain here, but some heavy rain up north. That's not good. That will put us all on edge.
And Lee says waters have receded since the weekend. She says the last time the area had flooding that severe was about 113 years ago in 1904. As for Pocahontas,
forecasters expect the Black River to crest at 31.5 feet by Friday. The National Weather Service has issued a flash flood warning for residents living in southeast Randolph County and central Lawrence County until 7:30 tonight. For KASU News, I'm Brandon Tabor.
And I'm Jonathan Reeves.